Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, it's Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 272. And we're going to start off, once again, with some sad news, this time coming from Blood Prison in Mansfield, Ohio. This comes to us via Vic Amesquita. Blood Prison is sad to report the passing of Zach Big Country Evans, who passed away on December 11th due to a car accident at the all-too-young age of 30. He started his career working haunts for a company called Haunted X. They were the ones who worked the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield before it became Blood Prison. He worked one season at the Haunted Hoorah in 2016 before moving to Blood Prison in 2017. He started as an actor, then became security, and this past season worked on the tech team. He's survived by his parents, a brother, his fiance, and her daughter. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Zach Evans and the Blood Prison Haunt, and offers up this moment of silence. On a little lighter note, we have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Atlanta. Days of the Dead is pleased to announce the addition of actress Heather Langenkamp to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Atlanta, happening January 26th through the 28th at the Sheraton Atlanta Hotel. Heather Langenkamp is best remembered by horror fans for her iconic role as the heroine Nancy Thompson in the horror classic Nightmare on Elm Street, a role she would go on to reprise in two sequels, including A Nightmare on Elm Street 3 Dream Warriors and Wes Craven's New Nightmare. She's also appeared in such films as Shocker, The Butterfly Room, and Star Trek Into Darkness. Tickets are on sale now. Get more information at daysofthedead.com. There's some more convention news, this time an update from the Mad Monster Party coming to Concord, North Carolina. Meet Shannon Elizabeth at Mad Monster Party 2024. Shannon Elizabeth from Scary Movie, 13 Ghosts, Cursed, American Pie, and more joins the madness in North Carolina February 16th through the 18th. Photo ops are on sale now. For tickets, hotel, and more information, visit madmonster.com. We have this news on the Carnival Macabre Krampus Night coming to Asheville, North Carolina. An unholy night in the dead of winter in that wretched week between Christmas and New Year's when all seems a blur. We bring you another completely unhinged installment of Carnival Macabre. For those of you on the naughty list this year, prepare for a night of sin, curses, and the best anti-holiday entertainment of the season. Join the ancient hell demons Krampus and Goat Hilde for a sleigh load of burlesque, live music, horror puppetry, performance art, and of course our signature end-of-the-night bar brawl of destruction that we advertise as pro wrestling. Come all ye faithful to the Carnival Macabre, happening December 29th. Get more information at thegrayeagle.com/calendar. There's some hiring news from the Tales of Terror haunted attraction in Orlando, Florida. Tales of Terror will be hosting the Bizarre Boulevard, a place of mayhem and wonder at the Central Florida Fairgrounds, February 29th through March 10th. You'll find many things here, including the fantastic Sinister Sisters. We are currently hiring actors for the haunted attraction at Bizarre Boulevard, February 29th through March 10th. You must have reliable transportation, experience, and the ability to work in a fast-paced environment. We're also seeking vendors and other entertainment performers. Please email talesofterrorhauntedattraction@gmail.com for more information, or visit facebook.com/talesofterrorha. We have an update from the Smoky Mountain Terror coming to Kingsport, Tennessee. Join us in welcoming Kellen Lutz to the Twilight Reunion at Smoky Mountain Terror June 8th and 9th, 2024 at the Meadowview Conference Resort and Convention Center in Kingsport, Tennessee. Kellen, who portrayed Emmett Cullen in the series, will be joining Peter Facinelli and Jackson Rathbone as part of this reunion. Tickets are on sale now, ranging from just $15 and up to VIP packages at about $80. Remember, as always, kids 10 and under are free. Get more information at SmokyMountainTerror.com. We have this from the Haunted Shanley Hotel in Napanock, New York. I do hope I pronounced that correctly. Looking for something new to do on New Year's Eve? Join us at the Haunted Shanley Hotel on New Year's Eve. There will be a gallery reading by Luna Hacker and Willow Diana, a Staticom presentation by Ron Iacovetti and Lourdes Gonzalez, dinner, a complimentary champagne flute with a toast at midnight, a ghost hunt, and a meet and greet and book signing with Ron Iacovetti. Happening Sunday, December 31st, get your tickets now by following the link at thehauntedshanleyhotel.com/new-years-eve. We have some news regarding the movie Darkman. This comes to us via iHorror.com. Not all superheroes come from Marvel or DC. Some come from the mind of a horror movie director who would eventually go on to direct a Marvel movie. Sam Raimi was ahead of his time with 1990's Darkman, and it's finally getting a 4K Collector's Edition release on February 20th. Perhaps this movie started Liam Neeson's revenge thriller movie path. Darkman had a stressful post-production period. A film editor had a nervous breakdown and left after Raimi reprimanded him for not following his storyboards. Then, test audiences hated the initial film, calling it the worst movie they've ever seen. After some retooling and hiring Danny Elfman to do the score, Darkman did a complete 180, becoming a critical and box office hit. Marvel decided they wanted a piece of the action and developed comic books based on the character soon after. The Scream Factory 4K edition is available for pre-order now at a cost of only $35.99 for the paper sleeve release. The Steelbook edition is $47.99. Both are available for pre-order at shoutfactory.com. We have an update on the South Carolina Horror Convention coming to Columbia, South Carolina. Please welcome the lovely and talented Felissa Rose to the South Carolina Horror Convention. Felissa Rose has amassed over 150 film credits and is best known for her work in the horror genre, for which she's recognized as a Scream Queen. Rose made her film debut as Angela Baker in the cult horror film Sleepaway Camp from 1983, which established her as a horror icon. She reprised the role in the 2008 sequel Return to Sleepaway Camp, and her other horror roles include Elsa Lansing in Silent Night, Zombie Night, Mother in The Perfect House, Rachel Steele in Camp Dread, Angela Freeman in Death House, Kathleen in Victor Crowley, Mrs. Crowell in Bloody Summer Camp, and so many more. Rose continues to make regular appearances on the Joe Bob Briggs Show, The Last Drive-In on Shudder, and has appeared in the Boulay Brothers Halfway to Halloween special. Come to the South Carolina Horror Convention, the sequel, September 14th and 15th, 2024, and meet Felissa Rose. Keep up with updates at schorror.com. We have this news from Haunters Against Hate. Have you signed up or renewed your Haunters Against Hate membership for 2024? It's only $200 and you'll get a certificate of membership, 5 woven patches, your logo on the Haunters Against Hate website, the 2024 Haunters Against Hate logo for your social media to show you're a member, And, of course, it's a tax write-off for you as well. And if you sign up by the end of December, you'll be entered into a drawing to win a cherry-stained Haunters Against Hate paddle created by the amazing Wooden Pecker from the Nightmare Forge. Get more information at hauntersagainsthatestore.square.site. We have this from Stilt Beast Studios Monster Camp, run by Alan Hopps, down in the Dallas, Texas area. It's the perfect gift for the monster maker on your list. Monster Camp now has a payment plan. One deposit holds the spot, and you pay it off at your own pace. For 2024, we have a camp every month through September, so there's plenty to choose from. It's a great gift for your artist or yourself. Come to Texas and make monsters with Stilt Beast Studios in 2024. Our Airbrush Lab, Stilt Walker Lab, and more are coming soon. Get more information at stiltbeaststudios.com. We have this news from the Back to Life Haunted House in Mineola, Texas. Help the animals have a Merry Christmas by donating your old blankets or new ones, hay, feed, food, and toys. Yes, horses, pigs, cats, and dogs, as well as many other animals, could use your own old toys or new ones. If you can't donate, come out to the Back to Life Haunted House fundraising event and have fun getting scared. Remember our motto, saving lives, one scare at a time. We're proud to partner with you to make a difference. Drop off items at 630 West Broad in Mineola. Thank you all for your kindness and support. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/backtolifesavinglives. That's back to L life saving lives. We have this from the Six Flags Fright Fest over Texas in Arlington, Texas. Fright Fest is back at Six Flags. Get ready for the best Halloween event of the season, featuring family-friendly shows and attractions during the day and thrilling rides and scary haunted houses at night. Happening weekends through the end of December, get more information at sixflags.com/overtexas. We have this news from the Condemned Compound Haunted Attraction in Brentwood, California. It's our Wicked Wonderland. Play in the snow, take pictures with Santa, ride on the train, visit the petting zoo, enjoy a pony ride, shop till you drop with local vendors, and grab a bite to eat. But don't misbehave, because once night falls, take a stroll through Krampus's lair if you dare. Happening weekends in December and January 5th, 6th, and 7th, Krampus Lair opens at 6 p.m. Get more information at facebook.com/ccHaunt. And finally, we have a special message from the Big Scary Show. On behalf of the hosts, Storm, Meat Hook Jim, Jonna the Old Crone, myself, Special Correspondents Veister, Wicked Wendy, Sylvia Vile, Jerry the Hauntstrumentalist Vane, even Tater, we would just like to wish each and every one of our listeners thank you for a great 2023. Happy, happy holidays, however you choose to or not choose to celebrate. We've got one more show coming up next week and then onward to 2024. We couldn't do this without you, and we thank you. Happy holidays, everyone. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids.
If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bowl juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We're live on the road in Lexington, South Carolina at Deceased Farm Haunted Attraction, winding up their winter sleighing Christmas event. Been through the haunt, went through with Nick and Beverly Pappas from Jacksonville, Florida, who are coming up this way to see some Christmas stuff, and we stopped at this haunt. Always fun to come out here. I have never been here during Halloween. I've only been here during off-season events like Valentine's Day and stuff. First time I've gone through for the Christmas event. I was blown away. It was a lot of fun, so I had to come talk to the tech guy here, Blanchard Williams, man. This was a lot of fun.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun putting it together.
I mean, you know, this is your first year doing a Christmas event, but it looks so good in there. It looks like it's something you've been doing for like 20 years.
I've been doing it in my yard for a long time. So, it just kind of transferred into this, and a bunch of us gathered stuff, and we went crazy at last year's end of year clearance and filled up on lights and trees. And I think there's like 27 or more trees in the haunt right now.
There's a lot of trees. There's a lot of LEDs. It's not just a haunt that has a bunch of actors wearing Santa hats and you string a couple of things of lights up there. You went all out for this, and it really shows.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that we touched at least everything in the haunt. So our characters are all in some form or fashion Christmas themed. Our scenes have all taken on various aspects of Christmas. Every scene has unique audio for that, whether it's a time period or a general feel, but every area has its own theme of Christmas music, just to keep everything unique and interesting.
And interesting it was. Now, I've noticed you have some folks here from a different haunt that were out here. Were they assisting you with this, or are they just coming out to enjoy it?
We've actually had a few visitors from our friends from other haunts have come up. Last weekend, we had Sylvia and crew who are
Sylvia Vile.
Oh yeah, Sylvia, love her to death. She's from Petrified Forest down in Orlando. They came up last weekend and helped us out. This year we've got some Warehouse 31 folks who come up to visit. They come up and see us periodically. Carrie, the owner,
Alabama.
Yep, Alabama. They are very good friends with the owner. I see them at Transworld of course, you know, always love having Drew here. I always love seeing you. And so, yeah, we had a lot of visitors coming in and out. I think we've got some folks from Augusta who like to come up, who used to work at Plantation Blood. They like to travel up and spend some time with us, and we love having them.
You seem to be the hub for Christmas haunts this year, which is kind of weird being your first one. But apparently the word got out really well. The crowds have been here. The chainsaws have been loud, and so have the screams. So it looks like it's going to be something that hopefully you'll be doing for many years.
I think so. We started advertising with at Halloween for our 13 years of fear, and just started plugging it and telling people, hey, come on, you know, month and a half from now, just come back on out. And they did. And they seem to be having a good time. And we'll do this again in February for our My Deceased Valentine's. I forget how many years that one is, but that one's probably a good 8 or 9.
It's been going on a long time. I've been coming out to that one for quite a number of years, and a lot of fun. We'll probably see Sylvia and her nomadic nomads, whatever, something nomads, like nightmare nomads, that's it, coming out here and enjoying that. And we'll probably have to come down and see that again. But that, do you have the dates for My Deceased Valentine?
I do, but I now cannot think of them off the top of my head, but I will grab I actually have a card. I will read it off to you.
So that's fine. You know, it's again, off-season haunts being such a big thing, you know, you got to love the creativity, I guess, training or transitioning from a Halloween to a Christmas to a Valentine's. How difficult is that?
Oh, well, Yeah, well, it should be a lot easier, but we get started and just can't stop sometimes. So, because we want to make it, we don't want it just to be, oh, okay, yeah, we just went and they changed a couple
of
lights.
We'll just throw some Santa hats on the actors and some Christmas lights. Boom, done. This was so much more.
We wanted unique characters for those seasons and those events. We do the same thing at Valentine's. And actually, my deceased Valentine's will be returning in February on the 9th, 10th. And then 16, 17, 18.
So, again, two straight weekends like you did here this year.
Yes.
And would you say, with the numbers being what they were, do you think you will be having winter sleighing again here?
I have not heard the official word, but I think it's here to stay.
Excellent. So when are we going to see, like, spring break, halfway to Halloween, Friday the 13th stuff, lots of off-season, right?
I've given Carrie a no more. The rest of us need some sleep.
That's true. You sleep when you're dead, man. Come on now. That's what that's what haunters do.
Yeah, well, I can't decorate my house for Christmas because I was up here, so.
Well, okay, you got that. But although you do have a lot of good decorations, and this being the last night, you could just let a few come out of the haunt and throw them in the back of the car on the way home, right?
It might happen. So I think the graveyard may have to transition to my house for a couple of weeks.
There you go. So for people who, you know, you can't go through the Christmas haunt this year, but you can always make plans for next year, this is Lexington, South Carolina, not too far off I-20, not too far off I-26, not too far off I-77 either if you're passing through South Carolina during the Halloween season, the Valentine's Day season, and now the Christmas season. How can people get more information about Deceased Farm in Lexington, South Carolina?
We can certainly find us on Facebook and then also our website at deceasedfarm.com. We have emails for if you need information at info@deceasedfarms.com, as well as acting@deceasedfarm.com if you would like to come and play with us.
So when will you start hiring for the 2024 season?
We will always talk. I will leave that up to our actor coordinators, but they are always ready to talk to anybody and figure out where people would like to fill in and fit in and get them up here for off-season parties and training events and kind of get to know everybody.
Excellent. It's always fun to see you, Blanchard. I know we'll see you at Transworld.
Absolutely.
You and a whole bunch of the crew there always seem to take over the hotel that I stay at. So once again, folks, deceasedfarm.com. Check them out on all the social medias and everything. And check out the My Deceased Valentine Day coming in February. You can see that on their website. Once again, folks, I'm in Lexington, South Carolina, here at Deceased Farm for the Big Scary Show. This is Drew Badger, and we're out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank, once again, Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.